In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we heard the gospel where the Lord had healed a sick person, and the Pharisees and the bookworms, or those who are looking after the letter of the law, they have immediately attacked the people, said, "You shouldn't be coming and asking for healing and getting healed today. You have 6 days where you can do it, but on the Sabbath day you should not do that." And the Lord says, "Well, you know, every one of you, you're taking your animal, you're untying him and leading to get him a drink to feed him, and so you're taking care of somebody." And here is somebody that was actually hurt for years, was tied up by the enemy, and you think that he should not be released from that burden and that sickness that he had. Well, the thing is that, my beloved, too many times we are looking also like the Pharisees. We're looking for the letter of the law instead of being able to truly understand what God wants. Our Lord, in another part of the gospel, where he had witnessed the Pharisees and the those who were considering themselves the lawyers, and they brought over a woman that was caught in adultery, and they brought her before the Lord and said, "What should we do to her? The Moses says that she has to be stoned to death. And what do you say?" And of course the Lord didn't say anything at that time, if you remembered, and he just said nothing, and they kept on hollering, and he just kept quiet, but started to write something on the floor, on the earth. And then finally he said to them, "Well, if somebody has no sin, let him throw the first stone." And one by one they all left, and the poor lady was left alone. And when the Lord gotten up and looked at her and said, "Where's your those who have accused you?" And she says, "There's no one." She looked around, no one. And he says, "I do not judge you either, but go, do not sin anymore." That's what the Lord wants. The Lord wants us to stop sinning. That's the most important thing. You know, if we judge somebody, then what happens to us, we have a bad feeling in our heart toward the person. We cannot love. We have no love in our heart. We do not love God, and we do not love the person. And we turn on them. We have to judge the sin. Many people tell me, "Father, if you don't tell the person of what he does wrong and don't point it out to him, you're only permitting that wrong to continue to grow," and so on. Well, in a sense, they're right. You should tell them that he's doing something wrong, but you cannot turn on the person. You can tell him in a meekness, as the Holy Apostles teaches us that we have to do. We have to reprimand them, but in a meekness. And we cannot turn against them. We cannot judge them for their action. We have to judge the action, but not them. And we, because we cannot lose the love. If we do not have love, we cannot pray for them. You have to understand that once and for all. If you or I judge somebody, we will not be able to, from our heart that is hurting for them, we are not going to be able to pray for them for their salvation and for them to stop their sinning. My beloved, this is what it's so about. Let's learn not to judge. Let's learn not to be like these Pharisees in the old times when they were looking for the letter of the law. They were not looking for mercy as the Lord is looking. Let's try to learn to live according to the gospel. Everyone has a conscience. Everybody knows what the gospel, if they know the gospel, they know what the Lord wants from them. But if they cannot see it, or if they break the law, well, their conscience is going to be bothering them. And by you turning on them, it's not going to help them. It's not going to change them. You cannot turn on them. You have to continue to love them. You have to pray for them that the Lord will take away those sins and the habits or the passions, whatever it is, that has engulfed them and has taken them. We don't have the love, or if we judge, then we will not be able to really pray for them as if we're praying for our own sinfulness. So this is what we have to learn. We have to learn to love the Lord with our heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. But first, of course, we have to learn to love ourselves, but not our body. The body is too many times our enemy. And then through the body, we are committing all kinds of sins. And we're only hurting our soul. And the soul is what we have to learn to love ourselves. The soul is what is so important, because it's forever. Our soul will never die. But the body is going to die. So let's stop trying to cater to the wishes and the wills of our body. But let's look for what is to advantage for our soul, because the soul is eternal. And if we do not protect the soul from sins, and one of the sins, of course, is judging, and if we don't protect the soul from the sin, then the soul is going to be poisoned by the sin, and which will bring it not to be able to enjoy the presence of the Lord's grace and the presence of Him in glorifying Him and being grateful to Him. But we're going to be scorched by our conscience, for the soul also has the conscience, and is going to, instead of having the love and joy for the eternity, is going to suffer for eternity. So let's stay away from that. May God give us all the strength to recognize that, you know, we have only one way to go, and that way is the one that leads us to the kingdom of heaven, is a narrow and thorny way. It's the way according to the gospel. So we, of course, we must know the gospel, so let's not become lazy, and let's study the gospel, and do at least those things that the church is asking us to do. Amen.